Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The football season is just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and make sure you use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two. That means we're joined by Ross the Boss, Ross Tucker. Ross, another week. Home win for Penn State. It's 2-0, heading into a whiteout weekend. Doesn't get better than this, does it?
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. And Penn State impressed me on Saturday, Jim. They're 2-for-2 in terms of impressing me. I thought that would be a more difficult game for them. Now, I didn't realize, Ball State had some guys out, including the MAC Defensive Player of the Year last year, which makes a difference. But still, Penn State was dominant. You know, you look at some of these other games, Miami, Ohio almost beat Minnesota. And Ball State's a better team than Miami, Ohio. And so I think it bodes really well for Penn State and the start they've gotten off to. The way I would describe it, I thought that was a very mature win for the Nittany Lions. Coming off of everything that happened at Wisconsin, you know, a thriller, the way they won the game at the end, you know, hard-fought battle, how long they were on the field, all those things. To come out and get the job done like they did against Ball State right from the start, I just thought it was a very impressive, mature win for Penn State and a great sign for the rest of the season moving forward. It just feels like this group, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, Jim, but it feels like this group kind of has something special brewing right now with what we've seen through the first 2 weeks. And, of course, there's nothing – I really don't think there's anything at any level of football like a whiteout game. I wish I could be there. I'm jealous. I know a lot of people that are going, and I hope a lot of our listeners are getting a chance to go and enjoy every second, because that's like an annual holiday.
It really is. Going back to the Ball State game, Ross, as a fan, even though I predicted, by the way, my predicted score was 41-10, I had the margin of victory right on the number. Not that I'm bragging, but I did. Anyway, I was concerned about the start of the game, a little bit of the Wisconsin hangover, a little too hyped up. Talk to me about the first two possessions Penn State had and the first two possessions Ball State had. It was analogous to throwing a perfect game. I mean, the offense was tremendous. The defense was 2-3 and outs. How important was that?
Yeah, I thought it was impressive. Now, I don't know what Drew Plitt, the quarterback for Ball State, was doing. They had some open receivers. He was just off early in the game, which I think hurt them. Ball State was just out of sync, and you got to give Penn State credit for that. Ball State looked a lot better to me last year in the couple games I called of them. But, clearly Penn State got the better of things up front on both sides of the ball, though I still think they got a little bit of work to do there. But, yes, I do think they got off to a really good start, which is always so big when you're a big favorite, when you're playing a group of five team like that. You get off to a big lead like that, they start to wonder, oh man, can we hang with these guys? Well, if you let them if you let the other team, the underdog, get a lead, then a lot of times you're in a battle throughout. So I thought it was a really nice win for Penn State. I'm glad that they were able to get some second string guys in. Those guys aren't going to end up playing for them this year. Those guys are going to end up getting playing time. Somebody's going to get hurt, and they're going to need some of the guys that got in the game and did some positive things. They're going to need those guys to be ready to contribute on a bigger basis and have a bigger role. You know, that's just the nature of football, the nature of the season. There will be injuries. But I also got to tell you, Jim, I'm really impressed, and I think they'll continue to do this. I'm really impressed with Yurcich so far. You know, I think he's done a really good job of making the defenses cover all 53 and a third yards that the field is horizontally. You know, it feels like they're faking a run and throwing it to Jahan Dotson one way, or they're throwing it out to Parker Washington all the way out to the other side, or they're throwing the ball to Noah Kane, you know, out in the flat. It just feels like they're really stretching the defense they've played so far horizontally, which I think is great. And they've got, you know, it's weird, you know, after this seemingly this was an issue at times, they got some real weapons in the passing game. I think both tight ends are viable threats in the passing game. I have been so impressed, and I guess, Jim, maybe a little surprised by Noah Kane in the passing game, both blocking and catching passes out of the backfield, and then what he does in open space. You know, I kind of thought, you know, back in 2019 when he was a true freshman, that he was just kind of a banger of a back. And we might have talked about this last week a little bit, you know, just kind of running people over, a downhill runner, 220 pounds. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being a downhill back and a pounder. He's really impressed me with what he's able to do in the open field. Maybe it's because he's bigger and people are worried about the power, but he has made a bunch of guys miss. He slipped a bunch of tackles in the open field, especially it seems like when he gets the ball in the passing game.
Ross, I was particularly impressed with how many different things that we saw and the execution was done. In a way, it seemed like in other years, the try, Will Levis will come in that special line formation or whatever, and the first time they do it, there's a fumble or something goes wrong. But we're seeing things we haven't seen before. Multiple running backs, quarterback under center, multiple tight ends. How impressive is that to you that they're able to do all these new things, and it seems like they've been doing them forever now?
You know, it's a good point. I do like some of the different things they've done personnel-wise. You know what I really like, Jim? And this is like the old-school Penn Stater in me, and maybe the offensive lineman in me. I'm loving Tyler Warren when he's doing fullback things and wingback things. There's something about seeing that 44 brings me back to the Tim Manoah days, Jim. That big 44 coming through and leading out. You know, we'll never know the answer to this, but they had a full spring ball. They had a normal summer. They had a normal training camp. You know, part of me almost feels bad for Kirk Ciarrocca that we never really got to see what it is that I think his offense could do when they had everybody together. I love the way that, especially early in the game, they're getting Jahan Dotson involved. And I got to tell you, am I crazy, Jim? Or does Parker Washington remind you of Jahan Dotson? He looks like mini Jahan. I mean, one's number five, one's number three, but they feel like the same body type. They feel like they're both very natural catching the football. They both are just so graceful in everything they do. You know, neither one of them's that big, but they're just very impressive. Parker Washington's a little bit thicker at 200 pounds, but that's who they remind me of. I mean, Parker Washington reminds me a lot of Jahan Dotson.
Well, you know, I'm the biggest Parker Washington fanboy there is. And what I like about both of them is after they catch the ball, they can still make people miss. Love that. Yards after catch. Real quick, before we get to an Auburn preview, I did want to ask you one guy on defense, Jesse Luceda. He made what I thought was a spectacular play at defensive end, making that interception. I thought he was playing defensive end, but showed linebacker athletic ability. Is he an NFL defensive end, Ross?
You know, I don't know if he is big enough to be an NFL defensive end, but I think what he's showing, Jim, is that maybe he could be a 3-4 outside linebacker. You know, a guy that can drop in coverage, like obviously he's done as a middle linebacker, but also can be up on the end of the line of scrimmage. You know, he's 6'2 and a half. He's 250 pounds. I guess I just feel like, you know, he's got a lot of positives when you think about his ability to do both things. That versatility. I didn't even know if he was an NFL prospect before this year. And now it feels like he absolutely is a guy that'll get a lot of looks as a 3-4 outside back. And there's not that many teams that use that. But, you know, he kind of reminds me of like a Melvin Ingram type who's playing for the Steelers now. And they're going to need him, Jim. They're going to need Luketa, Ellis, Brooks. You know, Auburn's going to come in here Saturday night and try to run the ball down their throats. Auburn has a good O-line. They've got two very good running backs. It seems like Bo Nix is playing better with the new coaching staff than he was previously. So, I don't know, man. I kind of feel like this is a situation where, you know, that defensive front, they're going to have to be better, I think, than they were against Wisconsin against the run. They were pretty good, but they were also pretty fortunate, you know, considering what happened to Wisconsin when Wisconsin got in the red area with the fumbles and the picks. And you can't expect Bo Nix to turn it over as much as Graham Mertz and the Badgers did once they get to the red zone. You can't let them control the game by running all over the place at Beaver Stadium.
All right, Ross, in the minute we have left, we need your prediction for the game. And if you have one, how about a bold prediction?
I like Penn State to win the game. I have been impressed with what they've done so far this year. I think it'll be a good game. But ultimately, you know, Penn State has surprised me a little bit. I'm going to go 24-17. The Nittany Lions get the win. I think it's a hard-fought game. And so that's a big one. And then my bold prediction, I'll say Parker Washington over 100 yards receiving.
Ooh.
I think Auburn focuses on Dotson, so Washington has a big night.
Very good. You know I would like that. And by the way, the spread right now from DraftKings is 6 points, so you also have Penn State covering. Stick around. Quarter number three, we're going to ask Ross, and we're going to announce our winner for the RV weekend against Indiana. Stay tuned for that.
The football season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $200 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.